From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California is immediately allowing residents 65 and older to get scarce coronavirus vaccines. Governor Gavin Newsom's announcement today put seniors in line before emergency workers, teachers, childcare providers, and food and agriculture workers, even as counties complain they already don't have enough doses to go around. Healthcare workers and those in nursing homes and other congregate living facilities can still be vaccinated, but state officials are expanding the program to those 65 and up because they're at the greatest risk of being hospitalized and dying. And Governor Newsom is calling for schools to begin welcoming students back to classrooms next month, but as our partner at Capital Public Radio, Nicole Nixon, reports, that's easier said than done.
Most school districts have been in remote learning since last March, and state officials are looking at pressuring them to reopen. Newsom is asking for $2 billion to give schools for testing, staffing, and other resources to bring students back to classrooms by mid-February. But in a new report, the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office wrote that timeline is unfeasible and doesn't give districts enough time to plan or bargain with teachers. Meanwhile, the pandemic continues to rage, and the state's second largest teachers union is calling for a 4-week pause on all in-person learning. It's a sign that educators will continue to resist gathering in classrooms during the pandemic. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.